Are you struggling with irregular periods, mood swings, or headaches and just don't know where to go for help? Girl, I feel you and I'm so happy you're here. I've been where you are and I've now learned how to heal my hormones. If you are ready to finally get to the root cause of your period problems, mood swings, yes, even postpartum, and lack of sex drive, then grab your notebook and pen, or crayon if that's all you can find, and get ready to listen. Welcome to another episode on the Hormone Healing Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique Andreoli, and today we're going to be talking about self-care in seconds. So quick practices for busy moms. So self-care, we all hear it, right? We all say we need it, but yet we all say we don't have time for it. That is fair. That is true, especially if you are a busy mom or single woman and trying to get a ton done, have a million things you're juggling on your plate. I get it. Honestly, I can relate to that mindset of not feeling like you have time for self-care and then feeling guilty over taking self-care. I really do get you. Like, really, more so than ever in this stage of life that I am in right now at this moment. These last couple of weeks, I'm going to get really, really real with you. I feel like I have absolutely no time. So my mantra lately has been every minute counts. And some of you may or may not know, my husband is away for this entire upcoming year of 2024 for a deployment. He is in the Army and he was called away. His unit was called away overseas to the Middle East. I'm not going to say more over here. But long story short, we are trying to find a new normal. We're trying to figure everything out. I'm essentially single parenting while working a full-time job and owning a business and taking care of two kids and all these things that I chose to do. Yes, I'm not complaining, but the point is that I feel like I have no time. And lately, like I said, every single minute counts. Every single minute counts. And especially in this season of my life, it is so easy to just let self-care take a back seat, right? Which is why I needed to find self-care practices that literally took mere minutes. So self-care, again, self-care is the first thing to go when you feel like you're busy or you feel like you have too much on your plate. I don't know why. Maybe it's because we as women feel guilty having self-care or taking self-care time to ourselves. And again, I'm just going to get really real with you, really vulnerable with you for just a minute and share a little bit of a story with you. I know I have felt guilty taking time to myself. I know this is a mindset that many, many women share. And I was at church the other day with the two girls. Of course, Nick's away on his deployment, and I'm juggling the two girls at Mass and thinking of the huge to-do list that I need to do to get ready for the week ahead, and groceries and laundry and coaching clients and the dog walking and washing the floors and making sure I'm still spending time with my girls so that I'm still a good mom, and on and on and on and on and on, right? The list is going on. And I just felt exhausted. And there was a part of me that said, you know what, I want to get into this Mass. I'm going to try really hard. But I honestly felt like I didn't even have the emotional, mental energy to even feel like I could bring myself and really powerfully, quote unquote, feel being at church, feeling Jesus, right? And so I just felt like I was fading. I had no energy. And I remember saying to God in church, saying like, God, I just have no energy. And at this moment, you know I love you, but I need you to just do the work for me. Do it for me so I can rest. And I'm just going to sit here and let you just do it for me. And I kind of felt a twinge of guilt thinking this, like as though God would be upset or disappointed in me for saying I could not give more of myself right now. And that I needed to essentially just be held by him while he did the work. That's what I was asking. I was asking God, I just need to be held by you while you do the work, just for now. But then I realized, you know, why am I feeling guilty over this? God is not mean. The same way people have been offering me help, or you offer people help, or other people offer you help, and you tell other people to just rest, God tells that to us too. God was telling me in that moment to just rest. He had me in his arms. Just rest. He wasn't going to be this angry God. I mean, what mom tells her child who's rushing around, do more, do more, do more, do more? No, your mom is going to step in. I know my mom has stepped in and said, Dominique, you just need to rest. And God was the same way. So anyways, the point of the story is I get the guilt. I get all of that. And don't be dissuaded. Self-care is important, physically, mentally, hormonally, emotionally, spiritually, everything. Self-care is important. So now let's explore some quick and effective self-care practices that busy moms and women can easily incorporate into their hectic schedules. These activities are designed to be simple yet impactful, providing much needed moments of rejuvenation and healthy mindset. Mere minutes is all we're talking about because, ladies, that's what we know we have. So, number one, expressive writing. A quick and effective self-care practice that I have started to incorporate is expressive writing. So what do I mean by this? I mean taking a few minutes, literally a few minutes. Don't be like expressive writing. Am I going to sit here for an hour or half an hour? No, I'm talking about mere minutes. I literally set a timer for 5 minutes. When my alarm first goes off in the morning, I wake up and I do my reflection time, whatever. I make sure I set my alarm like 15 minutes earlier than I wanted to so that I have this time to myself before I get the girls. And I literally set a timer for 5 minutes to just jot down my thoughts and feelings in a journal or on a piece of scrap paper if you can't find a journal, right? It does not need to be a huge thing. It literally can be 3 sentences. Like, for example, one example that I could read off of you right now is I just wrote, slowly, slowly, I'm getting into a new normal. It isn't easy. In fact, it's downright hard, but I am finding ways to feel comfortable in uncomfortable situations. Boom, that was it. I know that you're tired of having those PMS symptoms every month. I know that you're tired of having to take birth control pills every day. You're tired of the mood swings, hormonal weight gain, and headaches. You're tired of feeling like every time you talk about it to your doctor, they just tell you it's normal and to try a different kind of birth control. But you want to feel energized and like you again, but don't know what information to trust and where to go to find help. I want you to stop looking around. I want you to stop being tired, and I want you to start leaning into an easier way to balance your hormones. I'm going to help you balance your hormones in less than 2 hours a week. You can have a regular period, more energy, no PMS, and reach your weight loss goals without birth control. I want you to go right now to hormonehealing.org. Again, that's hormonehealing, all one word, .org, and get started with me so that you can start healing. Are you in? That was one of my journals for one of the days. And it wasn't super long, but it just basically was saying, you know, I'm starting to feel comfortable. I'm not comfortable, but I'm starting to find ways to feel comfortable in this uncomfortable life stage of deployment and everything. I just wrote it down. And you know what? I felt better after clearing my head, clearing my thoughts. So this can be such a powerful way to release pent-up emotions, to gain clarity, and honestly just to foster some self-reflection. So whether you're jotting down a gratitude list maybe, or maybe you're just simply venting your frustrations like in a bullet points, expressive writing can provide a much needed outlet for your thoughts and emotions. And to be honest, this is something that I kind of just started in the last couple years, but I really started to focus in on it after Nick was deployed and I knew his deployment was coming because I needed an outlet for my emotions. I had nobody to talk to like in person, right? Nick was my sounding board, so to speak, and he wasn't really there anymore. Not his fault, but I needed something to just kind of vent my expression, my emotions and things in a safe place. So now this is something I'm doing a lot more religiously, a lot more routinely, practically daily in the morning. Again, just 5 minutes. And even Nick has never done it. And even now Nick finds it's therapeutic. And he himself takes some time out of his day. He doesn't write it down on paper. He jots it down in his phone in his notes sections. And then he'll sometimes at the end of the week just kind of like email them to himself so that they're all saved in an email because I told him I wanted to read them when he got back. but so the point is it does not have to be long. Expressive writing does not have to be this huge thing. It can just be a quick little bullet points, quick little jots down, things like that. Okay, so number one was quick expressive writing of your feelings, emotions, thoughts. Number two is deep breathing. This one is one you can do literally everywhere, and it can take no more than a minute. This is one of those mere minute ones. So deep breathing exercises are another excellent option for busy moms and women. Just take a few moments to engage in deep breathing exercises such as diaphragmatic breathing. What is diaphragmatic breathing? I teach this to all my clients who train with me. So if you want to know what it is, you're essentially breathing in deep, expanding that diaphragm, expanding the lungs, expanding the rib cage and your that whole abdominal region, expanding it like a balloon when you breathe in, and then breathing out, you release it all and just push it all out like you're wearing a corset. It's a lot easier in a video that I do give my clients who I train with, as well as if I'm working one-to-one with you. So if this is something that you want to do or you're interested in finding more about diaphragmatic breathing, just send me a message or email, which is linked below in the show notes, and I can get you what you need for this kind of breathing. But another thing I do is I do a 6-2-6 breathing technique. So when I feel like I'm getting stressed out or I feel like I'm getting overstimulated, I will just sit in my car or I'll just stop walking. If I'm outside, I'll just stop walking. Obviously, I'll make sure I'm in a safe place, not in the middle of the road, but I'll just stop walking and I'll breathe in for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hold 1, 2. Breathe out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So it's really slow breathing in. Hold 1, 2. Breathe out for 6. And it's a 6-2-6 breathing technique. Some people use a 4-4 technique. Some people use like a 5-4 technique. The point is as long as you have a nice long inhale, you hold for a second and a nice long exhale, any kind of combination is going to work really well. And again, it doesn't take more than a minute to do, say, 3 to 5 big, deep, slow, conscious breaths. And these exercises can help to calm the nervous system. They reduce stress levels. They promote relaxation. So many studies have shown this just by simply incorporating deep breathing into your daily routine. So during your morning commute or before bed, or like I said, if you just left Walmart and you're feeling super crazy and you just stand outside your car and breathe in the deep fresh air for a second, or maybe on your lunch break, you just take a minute outside, literally a minute. So I highly recommend deep breathing exercises. So number one is expressive writing. Number two is deep breathing exercises. Number three, again, this one, again, just takes a minute, even less, mere seconds actually, is the I Am app for your phone. So finally, consider incorporating and downloading the I Am app. There is a free version, which I have used as well, if you're nervous about paying for all these small little things and on the app, or you don't want a whole bunch of little mini subscriptions on the app. But if you just go onto your phone and you go to the app store and you just Google I Am app, it will pop up. And again, there's a free version. There's a non-free version. It's up to you. The non-free version is like, I don't know, couple bucks a month. It's really not that much. And what it is these are small intentional affirmations that help you to change your mindset. So literally I have it so that it's set to my notifications for the I Am app are set to on, and throughout my day, I'll get a ping on my phone. It almost like you get a ping for your text message. But when you look, they are simple little affirmations. So for example, I'm just going to read you a couple right now that I have on my app. One of them is, I am allowed to put myself first. I radiate my happiness onto others. I embrace challenges and the strength they give me to keep going. I live in the present. Those are just a couple. They're really great small affirmations that they just bing on my phone. And let me tell you, they have come at like almost the perfect timing. I truly believe that God or something or someone was looking out. And every time I got one of these affirmations, it's like it hit me in the right time, in the right moment. So small, simple acts of self-care can help you feel grounded and rejuvenated. Whether it's lighting a candle, enjoying a cup of herbal tea, or indulging in a quick skincare routine in the morning, whatever, at night, These mini rituals can provide a much needed break from your hustle and bustle of daily life. So try to carve out a few moments. Notice I did not say hours, ladies. I said moments. Each day to engage in these simple acts of self-care. Honestly, even if it's just for a few moments or a few minutes. So, number one, expressive writing. Number two, deep breathing exercises. Number three, the I Am app, which are simple, you don't have to think about it at all, small intentional affirmations that help you to change your mindset and go right to your phone. By incorporating these quick and effective self-care practices into your busy schedule, you will prioritize your well-being. You will recharge your batteries even when your time is short. These are all three things that I do in my insane schedule right now. Remember, self-care does not have to be elaborate or time-consuming. It's about finding small moments of joy and small pockets of relaxation in the midst of your busy lives, ladies. The whole point is that this is sustainable for you so that you can feel refreshed, rejuvenated, and ready to go. All right. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode on the podcast, Hormone Healing. Don't forget to check out Hormone Healing Coaching linked down below. I can't wait to give you more tips. I'll talk to you later. Did you learn something?
I did learn something.
Leave me a review.
Leave me a review.
Still looking for more help? I created a hormone balance plan that is easy, natural, and doable because that's what we need as busy moms. And I'm ready to share everything with you in your one-to-one hormone healing coaching. Check out the show notes for links and more details. See you inside.